Ice, get caught in the trap trying to take the cheese. Well, I'm telling you that Christian Horner is indeed that cookie snatcher, or he's that mouse got caught in the trap trying to take the cheese. Andretti, Christian Horner get denied entry for two separately different reasons, okay? And the reason why I say that is because at this point in time, if it was about Christian Horner's inappropriate behavior being racism or biased of some sort, I think that would have come out. But I could be wrong. Indeed, it could be an ethnic situation. It could be a racial situation, right? It could be, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it is. But first thing we're going to get on, because we're going to talk about Christian. First thing we're going to get on is we're going to talk about the Andretti situation. We're going to talk about Andretti. We're going to talk about Formula One looking like chickens. Looking like chickens out here. Looking like straight busters out here. Like they're scared of some competition. We're going to talk about that. Talk about a little bit about the documentation that they released. I have no problem at all, nor do I see any other response that would be appropriate for Andretti to come out with in regards to this, again, what I call goalpost moving. And I even feel like in the statement itself, in the documentation itself of them outlining the reasons why they rejected or denied Andretti entry, their application in the Formula One, I feel like there's another goalpost on roller skates, even in that itself. It just seems like they actually should play football. They should play football because the way they move the goalposts has to be some of the best defense that we may see until this coming up weekend when the Super Bowl comes out. Formula One got their tap dance shoes on. They got knee pads on. I mean, they all over the place. I don't think there's a thing that Andretti could do aside from saying, Formula One, here's $1 billion. Let us in the door. I don't think there's a thing that they could do outside of that that's going to let Formula One or convince Formula One to let them in. I don't think so. So let's take a look at some of these things because I have some things to say about the things that they had to say about Andretti. Now, I do want to be very clear when I do this. I am only talking about Andretti in regard to the application being denied on basis or evidence to why I think they should be allowed to compete in Formula One. My support about Andretti being in Formula One has nothing to do with the character and personality of some of the things that I've heard about Andretti in regard to Lewis Hamilton and or other topics. We are going to strictly put it in a box to machinery, competitiveness, and in Formula One. And I also would like to say that if it ever could be, which I seriously doubt it, that Formula One don't want to come out and say Andretti is not going to be allowed into the sport because we know ABC that has existed and or happened between Andretti and other people, whether it be people of color, whether it be people of different sex, and that is something that we perhaps do not deem a risk we want to take. I don't think they're going to come out and say something like that. I don't even think that's what they're thinking. But if indeed it was something that is in the back of their mind and they said, listen, we're not going to say that. We're just going to deny it based on this. Because what they released to me seems a bit like foolery. Seems a bit like foolery. So let's get into the first thing, okay? Line 14 right here. Our assessment process has established that the presence of an 11th team would not on its own provide value to the championship. The most significant way in which a new entrant would bring value is by being competitive. We do not believe that the applicant Andretti would be a competitive participant. Hot damn. Hot. If that ain't a diss, I don't know what is. So, Andretti was competitive enough as a driver to win a championship. Okay, not everybody does that. Let's just be clear. Let's just be honest. Not everybody does that, and damn sure not everybody wins multiple. So, he's competitive enough as a driver. Okay. So, you do not believe Andretti would be competitive. Yet, You got a team on the grid right now that has not been competitive since 2019 or maybe even longer. Maybe even longer. I think their best competitive year was 2015, 2016. You're talking about 2019, ninth. 2020, ninth. That's one spot up from last. Haas, we talking about Haas. The most non-American-American team on the grid that by being American means they hold a P.O. box in North Carolina. We talking about Haas. Okay, we talking about Haas. Haas ain't competitive for a damn thing, okay? 2021, they was last. They was last in 2021. 2022, they was eighth, two spots up from last. And last season, 2023, they was last again. They was last again. Is that competitive? Is that competitive? Can anybody tell me that? Is that competitive? Not to mention, there are several rumors and or hearsay and or words flying around that Gene Haas isn't even fully motivated or invested in Formula One to give the team what they need to be successful within the cost cap. And that is why I say this. There needs to be some transparency. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. There needs to be transparency on maybe not the dollar amount, which we're going to figure it out if you use percentages anyway. But there needs to be transparency of how much of the cost cap did each team utilize during this season of racing? Because that'll tell us right there, at least financially, they put forth the effort for this team to develop. I bet you, Tory Tacklin, what's up, bro? Good day, Wolfpack fam. Haven't been on for a bit. This is why my family's first New Year's without my dad, so it's been a rough one. Bro, condolences again to you, bro. Condolences, condolences to you and your family. Condolences. That's all I'm going to say, condolences to you. Feel good to catch up with y'all. Bro, it feels good to know that you topside. It feels good to know that you yourself and your family are strong enough to make it through a very rough, very challenging, very emotionally and mentally damaging time as to lose somebody that significant in your family. And to see you in the live chat like that, bro, big shout out to you. Much love to you. Much support to you, Tory. Big shout out, bro. Big shout out. Help us talk about these shenanigans that Formula One doing. Chime in and talk about the bull that Formula One is doing. Haas has not been competitive, yet you still have them on the grid. So I would say, if that's the case, is there not room enough after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive seasons of lack of competitiveness by actual factual data showing that you are last? You are not highly competitive. Yes, it's 10 teams. Somebody's got to be last. But you know what they say? Hey, last of the dough, hit the flow. You're getting busted up. You last too many times. So, you know what? We don't know what Andretti's going to do. Maybe we already know people have a fear of what they're not certain of or what they don't know. People question what they're not fully knowledgeable of and when they're ignorant of something. But still, that is no reason to say, Haas, you haven't been competitive. You haven't been able to keep a consistent sponsor. They got a carousel of sponsors that have failed them. MoneyGram, and what is a damn shame is Uralkali, a Russian manufacturer of fertilizer, may be their two most consistent big sponsors in the time of them living here on Earth and competing in Formula One. And let's not go to rich energy drinks. So you're not competitive. You can't keep a main sponsor. Your driver lineups suck. Your damn motto across the door, Wolfpack says it all the time, is wrecking, is racing. It's time for us to give somebody else a shot. Andretti's at the door. They got the money. They got the backing from a major manufacturer. They got the name. They got the experience in other racing series. It's time to get for us to give them a shot. You was in NASCAR. Haas was in still in NASCAR. You make machine parts. You haven't been competitive. Andretti, Formula One champion. Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. So anyway, let's go back. I don't want to go too far here. Let's go back. So 15, the next disrespectful slap in the face to Andretti. the need for any new team to take a compulsory power unit supply, potentially over a period of several seasons, would be damaging to the prestige and standing of the championship. Are you shitting me? You couldn't say more things that seem ridiculously dumb to be somebody in an organization that's supposed to be so damn smart. And people told me, listen, this is, let me tell you, you know what? I'm really not surprised. I shouldn't be surprised. You want to know why I shouldn't be surprised? When I first got into really talking about Formula One content, because I've been did racing, I've been building cars, I've been in the car culture, all that, but I understand. You know, I'm black. I haven't been here. You haven't seen me. My Formula One of coming out talking about my Formula One racing content birthed in Lewis Hamilton when he was extremely done wrong and I couldn't stand it. Okay, I get it. But I realized that a plethora of Formula One fans that were completely ignorant, completely disrespectful, you know what they told me? They told me to take my N-ass back to NASCAR. These are Formula One fans telling me, calling me a nigger, first of all. All right, I can't stand the N-word. Then telling me to take my black ass back to NASCAR. Do you not realize in the last decade, we just had to struggle with NASCAR and the Confederate flag? Does that make sense to you? There's one black... So maybe my expectations of the actual organization of Formula One are a bit high, are a bit too high. Maybe my expectations were a bit too glorious because you said it would be damaging. It would be damaging. Look what they say. It would be damaging to the prestige and standing of the championships. Okay, excuse me. I failed to realize that Red Bull does not make their own power unit. Am I lying when I say that? Okay, matter of fact, hold on. Red Bull does not use their own power unit because Red Bull powertrains, where the hell is it? I couldn't buy a Red Bull powertrain for my daughter's go-kart for this coming up race season that would actually perform well. Red Bull powertrains was a smokescreen that was supposed to come out and we never saw it. Red Bull powertrains only exist on documentation, probably for a tax deduction. So Red Bull doesn't even use their own power unit. But wait a minute, damaging? So Red Bull, which, and don't tell me that the exposure to intellectual property in a short time frame is more damaging and more risky than a longer time frame, which Red Bull has had a longer time frame with Honda. And they're going to Ford. So they're not staying Honda. They're going to go to Ford. Matter of fact, Aston Martin, who is a Mercedes customers team, has a Mercedes power unit. They're already talking that they're going to Honda. So why is it not the risk of IP or intellectual property information not risky there, but all of a sudden it's risky with Andretti to come to the grid? And in the meantime, working on a deal with GM to make their own power unit and GM's on board to use another power unit until that time comes. Because Red Bull's using Honda until Ford comes. And another unit before that. Aston Martin's using Mercedes until Honda comes. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? You literally put this statement out. You thought this made sense. You thought that this would be a complete indictment. Oh, yeah, you know what? Oh, bro, you was cooking on these bars. You was cooking on this document, man. This right here, oh, this the public gonna read this and say Andretti ain't got no damn business competing for Formula One. Bro, you, who wrote this? Girl, did you write this? This is ironclad. No, it's not. It is not. It's foolish. The first 14-15 is foolish. Your reasons for denying Andretti already starting to look paper like right now. Right now, I'm just keeping it real. Feel free to call me and let me in on all the inner workings of this shit that you came up with. So I can clearly understand, oh, that's okay, now I get it. But right now I'm not having an aha moment. So let's go to 16. 16 says, and big shout out to Tori for the super chat, bro. 16 says, while the Andretti name carries some recognition for Formula One fans, Our research indicates that F1 would bring value to Andretti brand rather than the other way around. You can't make this shit up. You cannot make this. I mean, you made it up, but you cannot make this. I can't make this shit up about somebody saying this. They made it up, but I couldn't make this. I would have never thought to even say something like that. So, okay. So let me get this right. Haas brought more recognition to Formula One when they entered the sport than Formula One brought to Haas. You can't sell me that. You couldn't sell me that if it was $100 and you gave me a coupon for $200 off, which means I get the product free and $100 in my pocket. You couldn't sell me that hogwash. There's no way Haas brought more recognition to Formula One than Formula One did to Haas. No, 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 no. You can't tell me that Alpine brought more recognition, BWT, anybody you, aside from the only teams I'm going to even remotely let get away with that, is going to be Ferrari. I mean, shit, they've been there since it started, so that's like a marriage, really. Mercedes. Red Bull, because the same reason why I'm going to talk about Andretti in this way is the same thing that holds up for. There were a shit ton of people that drank Red Bull and still to this day drink Red Bull, didn't even know shit about Formula One. I give it, the Red Bull's in there. Andretti has a shit ton of people across the nation in which I am reckoning, talking about America, which Formula One is trying to come in and expose all of its talent, all of its ability to bring in revenue from an American viewership. You're talking about people that go to a karting building that has Andretti Speed Lab across it and don't watch Formula One. Don't know shit about Formula One. And you mean to tell me that in no way, no facet, could you say to yourself, Andretti might have a demographic of people that we could ingratiate to Formula One that aren't even watching Formula One right now. You gonna tell me that? Because Haas definitely ain't doing it. They definitely not doing it. There are people that know about Formula One and don't even know Haas is an American Formula One team. Why? Because they don't do shit to really let people notice. They aren't. I have not seen one Haas commercial in America. I've seen Williams, which is owned by an American financial company, Doralton. That's another topic we'll get on. I've seen Williams. I've seen McLaren. I've seen Mercedes. I have not seen one Haas Formula One commercial besides for when they actually come here and they do Chipotle. That's it. I haven't seen that commercial since then. So what does Haas bring to you that Andretti damn sure can bring to you? We gotta stop these games. We gotta stop these games. Cause this right here, these three statements, somebody tell me if you are sold in the chat. Are you sold right now with what you've seen thus far, what you probably already know? Are you sold on the articles that Formula One FOM lined out? Are you sold? Are they selling you on Andretti not being reputable for them, not being profitable for them, and not being competitive? I just want to know in the chat, or have they sold you on that just in these three articles that we've read in this document? Because they haven't sold me. They haven't sold me on it. Not yet. Not in one. I'm not pushing. Not in one. So let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next thing. So we go to the next one right here. We're going to go to 17. And this one, oh my gosh, this one right here had me rolling out here. I mean, rolling. Yeah. You ain't think I listen? I listen to all types of music. So listen, the addition of an 11th team would place an operational burden on a race promoters, would subject some of them to significant cost, and would reduce the technical, operational and commercial space of other competitors. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. How dare Andretti think for one moment to burden promoters to talk about there is a team with a Formula One former driving champion. There's a team that people go every day and week to compete in races, aside from K1 speeds in electric karting. There's a team that compete in all types of areas. And how dare they think to burden our promoters? How dare they think to take up commercial space? How dare they think that we should consider them an operational logistics? Andretti, you selfish as hell. Wait a minute. Whoa. Sheferson, to be honest, Andretti entry squeezes the share of the pie. Listen, bro, Sheferson, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this question. Let's say you have a pie, whether it's a Life pie, one of them Martin Lawrence pies, one of them how many pies. Let's say you have a pie that weighs 100 pounds, okay? Can only be cut up into 10 pieces, all right? 100 pounds. Let's say I have something to bring to your ingredients that's going to make that same pie taste the same, maybe better, but when you get done cooking the pie with my ingredients, that same pie that you're going to sell is going to be 200 pounds. Are your 10 slices going to be heavier or the same? Are they going to weigh the same or are they going to be heavier? Okay, so my point is, even if it's an 11th team, and yes, you're dividing that same pie, but if that 11th team makes that pie more girthy, makes that pie weigh more than it significantly weighed before, your slice is bigger, bro. I'm tired of seeing that lame-ass excuse. That's a lame excuse they've been trying to sell out here. It's only true in the event that Andretti came into the sport and did not bring financial revenue into the sport that would either sustain where they already are or regress them. But if they brought revenue to the sport that improved significantly where they already are, let's say they bought Williams and Haas, Andretti comes in and brings what they already bring together. The slice is better. We're not going to do that. We're not going to let that lame excuse, that hypothetical, that ad hominem excuse come in here and be like, oh yeah, that's why. That's why. The pot of money increases if they bring more revenue into the sport. If they bring in more revenue, come on, we got to stop that. That's just like if I go into business once with somebody and they bring an ass load of customers with them that I didn't have that double my revenue. I mean, okay, it's going to grow. But even if that's the case, I need to know right now what is Haas bringing to the sport. Because right now, it's already been criticized that Gene don't even bring enough to his team to compete in the sport. What is Haas bringing to the sport? Gunther's gone. So the quotable t-shirts, the book, the one-liners that we used to hear and laugh about in DTS, that shit's out the window. So what is Haas bringing to the sport that Andretti can't bring to the sport? I need you to answer that. I need somebody to answer that. Because if that's the case, Haas need to get ditched and Andretti need to get pitched. So back to what I was saying, to this right here. Operational burden on race promoters would subject some of them to significant costs and would reduce the technical, operational, and commercial space of competitors. So let me get this right. We got technical, operational, and promoting space for a fake-ass Formula One team, but not a real one. Apex, the movie. Y'all had to make a fake-ass garage for two drivers, two actors who weren't real drivers, two cars that weren't real Formula One cars, and a whole crew of a team that wasn't a real Formula One team. You made room for that. You made room. You had the names up there. You had the pictures up there. You had the garage set up. They got race suits. They walking out on the grid. The cars are running. So we got time, operational energy for a fake Formula One team, but not a real one. Is that what we're saying? Meanwhile, they also pitched that this movie was going to bring a lot to Formula One. How? It's going to happen one time and then it's done with. Come on now. Come on now. Got to stop this. We got to stop these shenanigans just a little bit. You got to do better than this, because what I'm seeing so far, 14 through 17, has not sold me yet. It hasn't sold me yet. 18. We were not able to identify material expected positive effects on CRH financial results as a key indicator of pure commercial value of the championship. Okay. If you say so. I mean, I understand. Financial reports, may I look them up? Maybe you, hey, Haas, maybe make more, but are they doing? Okay, let me say this. Haas making more for Haas Automations is not evidently correlating to Haas doing more in Formula One. So even if Andretti is a corporation, whether it's Andretti Global or Andretti Speed Labs, whatever the case may be, as a corporation, let's say they're not, their revenue isn't as high as Haas. Have we not had this conversation before in regards to Alpine? Yeah, they're bringing in all this money from these investors, but still they need to know what to do with that money in order to be competitive. You can have a bunch of money and not know what the hell to do. I've seen people, listen, all I'm going to say is the little one third in the championship, first season up, other drivers have been out there 5 to 6 years before she came in third overall through the season. Best driver of the season, most improved driver of the season. Do you think I got most of the money that some of them parents got out there rolling up with trailers, TVs, air compressors, two carts, three spare engines, all types of other stuff? No, I don't. But without all the money that they had, somehow we did better with what we had. So it's not always a correlation between the amount of revenue a company is making. Notice I said always. We're not talking about sustainability through the course of time, because even that still might be possible, because we're going back this season. I guarantee you, if she want to race again next season, it's going to be back. We're talking about the ability to utilize the resources that you do have in order to be competitive. In order to be competitive. That's all I'm saying. So that in itself, okay. That's probably the most legit statement that they got on here that won't bring too many raising of eyebrows. And even that, I can at least offer some things that may be a little questionable there. So let's go to 19. On the basis of application as it stands, we do not believe that the applicant has shown that it would add value to the championship. We conclude that the applicant's application to participate in the championship should not be successful. Right here, let me tell you, this is where the goalpost, this is where the plot for the goalpost moving is already set for 2028. We would look differently on an application of the entry of a team into 2028 championship with GM Power Unit, either as a GM Works team or as a GM customer team, designing all allowable components in-house. In this case, there would be additional factors to this is where the goalpost, this is where they already pre-planning the goalpost moving, right here. In this case, there would be additional factors to consider in respect of the value that the applicant would bring to the championship, in particular respect of bringing a prestigious new OEM to the sport as a PU supplier. Let me tell you right now, that right there was already a setup. That was like a volley and spike already set up for when they do come 2028. Well, we didn't say just because you went with GM that you was going to get in. We just said there would be additional paperwork for us to have to consider, which they not lying about that. You got to put in the application. Now you with GM as a works team or customer team officially. They got an engine built, PU power unit built. Yeah, we got to look at that. That doesn't say that if you reach this, because think about it, they already moved the goalpost, didn't they? Several times. Where's the dilution fee? Got that. It's not enough money now. Now it's not enough money. I mean, I know we told you what you needed to have so we can satisfy the other 10 teams and give them some money, break them off some bread. But now that we're thinking about it, Formula One has grown, and it's not enough money. But you didn't evaluate that before I came up with my application. So since you signed the Concord Agreement and everything else, it been enough. Now all of a sudden it's not enough. After I get it, plus some, okay. Shepherd says, I embrace the entry. F1 teams, POV different from mine. I get you. That's, I can ride with that, Shepherdson. By the way, Shepherdson is a VIP member. Big shout out to you, bro. I can ride with that. Yeah. So it wasn't enough. Get the money. Okay, now that's not enough. All right. And you know, Andretti, straight up, you need to come with somebody. You need to come with a prestige, a big brand. You need a big brand backing you. Next thing we know, Cadillac GM Andretti. Packed. What's up now, baby? Now I'm in. I know GM big. They doing something. I mean, they know. But I mean, what's up with this power unit thing? What are y'all gonna do? Cause you can't be like the other teams that don't make a power unit but use another power unit from a manufacturer. We don't want you to be like them. Wait a minute. You got teams? You mean to tell me you got teams out here that don't make their own power units? Yeah, but that's not you. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know, we moving the goalposts again. You gotta kick it. You gotta be faster than that, Andre. You gotta be faster than that. That's the type of shit that's going on. So yes, I do not believe even in 2028, Formula One is going to swing their head in a 180 and say, you did this, you did that, you did that, you did this. Let him in. I think that right there to me says set up. All right, so listen, let's go. Let's go right here real quick. Christian Horner, allegations, although a bit foggy on what type of allegations, but I think we know. Let me tell you something. Like I said earlier, if it was racist or it was something about just being biased, I think that would have been came out. But when your parent company steps in to do an investigation, but hold up, they don't do the investigation themselves. They hire a third party to do the investigation. Oh shit. Oh yeah. Oh, you know what that's called? That's called dotting your I's, crossing your T's so you can pull the trigger and squeeze. That's what that's called. You're lining it up because you know what? We don't want no, listen, man, we might got this motherfucker on something. Hey, let somebody else, third party, you know, do that because we don't want any type of conflicts. We want an impartial party to look at all the articles and find out what's going on, then tell us, and then we make the decision. Oh, yeah. Christian's behavior has been out of pocket. There's always a limit, and there's always a level of tolerance. And when the limit is met, shit goes bad. When somebody can't tolerate you no more, you get your bags. I know. Maybe they don't, because we've seen enough instances and in occurrences at Red Bull that have to do with racial situations to know that maybe their HR team is not perhaps having the best harassment training videos. Maybe they need better harassment training, bullying videos, because their attitudes in which they conduct themselves is horrible, particularly that guy. That little weasel guy right there, Christian Horner, particularly him. We can even get on Max Verstappen. We can get on Helmut Marko, not knowing where your number two driver is from, and Carlin Checo, South American, and then going to compare Checo's acumen and knowledge not being comparable of that of white Europeans. That's what Helmut Marko did. He did that. Not to mention said, he probably was drunk from tequila while operating a Formula One car. Evidently, Red Bull's HR team need to be fired and investigated too, because something ain't going right. I don't know. Do you got them watching videos? Do y'all got them at least taking tests after the videos to make sure they watch the video? Because I don't think Christian Horner was watching these videos. If he was watching the videos, then we would probably have this situation. But maybe I'm wrong. But I can tell you what, when the Spice Girl come out, and you know, your woman start talking about, hey, I stand next to him and all of this, there is more likely than not, it's about another woman. Christian, boy, you been out of pocket. And you might got too far out of pocket this time. But I'm going to tell you all something. If the things hold true that have held true through the seasons As much as we've been blue in the face talking about Red Bull's character, Red Bull's integrity, Christian Horner's integrity, Christian Horner's integrity, Max's integrity, Max's character, we have seen time after time and time again that Formula One do little to nothing about it. But since this is the parent team of Red Bull, this big dad, this dad over here, dad done came down and said, what the you doing? Is there something? Now, we got to remember this. This is the same organization that had a marketing presentation that was hella racist. Hella racist. Jay London says, Forza Ferrari 2025. What's up, everyone? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, trust me, 2025 year looking, it's looking more. It's all shit interesting all the way through. It is. You're right. 2025 going to be smoking the city. But don't forget, this is an organization that made a marketing sheet that outlined areas of the world. And in the Middle East, bombs come from here. They thought this was a joke to present. Bombs come from here. Africa, zoo animals come from here. Listen, I don't have one cell in my body that is confident that Red Bull, parent company or racing, is going to do anything to discipline Christian Horner, even in the event if this actually was true. I don't think we find out it's true. I think something gets fudged. Now, they could prove me wrong. And if they do, I have to give credit to some portion of this Red Bull company and say at least somebody in Red Bull somewhere in another building as another branch of Red Bull don't believe that these things should be happening. I'll give credit to that. But I haven't seen anything to tell me I should believe that. Why? Has it happened yet? No. It hasn't. So I don't know, Christian Horner. I don't know what you know. Christian, I got some. Listen, I got a couple of things for you. No means no. No is a universal language. I mean, you can say no any part of the world and it's still no. No means no. If you're showing somebody something, you don't have to caress their shoulders and lean over them or touch them around their waist or go stand at somebody's desk with your junk in their face because you got a sock tucked in your pants. You don't have to. Don't do that. Galactic says Red Bull may fire Horner just to save face and money. I'm not even positive they do that, Galactus. I'm not even sure they do that, bro. I'm not even confident they do that. I got to see that. Okay? Since Dietrich been gone, I don't know what the hell going on. Maybe they couldn't keep it on the wraps. Maybe Christian Horner, since Dietrich been gone, he been running wild. Been a wild boy out here. Maybe he been wild out here. But I'm just saying, no means no. Don't get all aggressively close on somebody. Another thing is, even if drinking is involved, even yes at that time means no. When alcohol is involved, consent is out the door. It's no. It's still no. Now, I already know situations take place. We're young. You're drinking. Young, dumb, full of cum. Do a lot of things dumb. I understand. But Christian Horner, you a grown-ass man with a family that damn well know the do's and don'ts of where you are. But when you carry yourself like you carry yourself, and you get away with so many things as we've seen you get away with, you start thinking you above the law. You go out here and throw it in our face that Red Bull Racing has four cars, four drivers, and two teams on the grid by calling another team that we already knew was your team, Red Bull Visa Cash App. This is what happens when kids go unpenalized so many times, undisciplined. They just get out of pocket. I seen a kid yesterday in the store running crazy, mom chasing after him, spanking him, he laughing, he playing around, because you know why? You let him get away with so much, he think this a game. He think it's funny. He think you a joke. That's Christian Horner think it's a joke. He think it's a game. He think it's funny. It might be time. There always comes a time where somebody going to be sacrificed. Well, I guess we'll see if Christian Horner gets walked up the mountain and is the one that gets sacrificed to let everybody in Red Bull know, don't be so quick to be stupid. We'll see. I don't know, but we'll take it out. So big shout out to everybody checking out the videos. We will be live this weekend. We will have another race this weekend. I will be doing several things with my little ones to take them out and enjoy Valentine's Day with dad. So that will be doing that, but I'm still going to be live. We still likely, or we'll try to have Wolves Den maybe Friday, Saturday is going to be a little tight, but I'm going to see if we're going to squeeze that in. But we definitely going to be live on Sunday for race day. It's round 8. We're going to make it great. Shefferson says Internal Affairs call Interpol over the case. Damn, Interpol. Don't call the international police. Shit. Somebody going to get paid. And Red Bull will NDA it. Hey, somebody is about to get that bag. Somebody about to get that bag and sign that paper. Oh, how much you said? He didn't touch me that much. And I kind of did flirt with him a little bit. That's a million? Okay, yeah. It's okay. I'll say that. That's what you want me to say? I flirted with him? Okay. $1 million, you're right, Galax. Somebody going to get that bag. But we're going to see if that bag is worth it. Because some people you can't pay off. Some people, man or woman, it's about the values. It's about morals and values. And the money sometimes don't phase them because they're like, oh, hell no. You're not going to pay me. Get away with it. Do it again and pay somebody else. And then you're still going on doing this. Some people actually really consider that the betterment of life and humanity over financially lining their pockets. I'm just saying, some people do, especially in some situations. You don't know what people been through. You don't know if they've been through something traumatic in their life, they got over it, and then Christian Horner went and did something and put them back in the spiral. Sometimes there's no amount of money that you can pay that person to take the need of that. So we're going to see what happens with that. We're going to see what happens with that for sure. I got to put some love on these super chats. Put some love on these super chats for my people supporting the channel. There we go. I got you. I'm back loving. I'm going back to Cali. All right, so who else we got? Jay London says, apparently Horner levers Addison Nui. Oh, my gosh. Oh, has closure in his contract that allows him to leave Red Bull Racing. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you leave, you get your ass fired one way or another. Your contract and your clause ain't even got to be ironclad. You fired on good standing. Contract or no contract, you was poof, getting a boot anyway. Get your ass out of here. I'm trying to tell you. Get the pop in and step in. Hit the dough. But yeah, all right, so we'll do that. I will see you all another time. I will see you all later. Big shout out. Support the channel. Share the videos. Love each other. Be kind to each other because these teams don't really know us, but we always talking amongst each other, all right? Peace and love. Wolfpack out. Peace.